Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio. You already know what it is. I'm your host, GQ, holding it down. This is Angry Bastard Radio. And hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We'll be taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 8 o'clock in the p.m. What we do here is we wild the fuck out and just have nothing but fun. So if you want to join the company, hit us up, 914-338-1782. Anytime between now and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know what time it is over there. But right now we're about to play, we're going to start it off with a brand new track off of Joey Buttons, The Padded Room. We're going to play a track up off of that. And then we're going to get back into the mix of things. Keep it locked. It's your boy GQ, Angry Bastard Radio. Let's go.
Hello. Hey, yo, B, what's up, yo? What's going on, man? Hey, y'all been trying to get in touch with Mouse, eh? Spoke to him lately?
What you mean, I spoke to him? You ain't here?
Nah. This nigga got dragged out of his house in a fucking straitjacket.
Cause he talking about killing himself and taking people with him and
lying.
Then they found mad drugs in his system, man. This nigga's gone. He's lost, yo.
Yo, let's look behind the rocky crystals. Behind the 50 calibers and the pistols. Misused, part himself, gotta excuse my issues. For me just to have him the ritual. But I ain't as crazy as I seem to be. It's just enough and it's the way that it seems to me. Feeling less than drugging him up with antidepressants. In essence, I'm threatening my character assessment.
You
tell how big are a few holes mixed with some new clothes to cover my loopholes if I'm misunderstood or misguided. Started when they passed the L, said just try it. When I don't want to get out of bed, I just fight it. Sometimes I don't eat for days, I just diet. Only live once, so if I just like it, I ain't even checking the price, I just buy shit. I'm thinking that'll just hide it. But all it takes is life to ignite shit. Thinking about death, wondering how I'm gon' go. I can't be insane for just wanting to know. In my head I die often. I used to think of suicide often. Good suit on and a nice coffin. But that ain't something I would try myself. Still ain't locked me in this room all by myself. I need a
DJ White
Out.
They title me a compulsive, obsessive, slash manic depressive. But you don't tell me that I'm a con and I game niggas. That's one reason I don't even entertain niggas. Not important who they are, I won't name niggas. They like to say I got a tendency to blame niggas. I keep fucking shit up, but keep trying. If y'all would just trust me, I wouldn't just keep lying. If I had bread, I wouldn't be in debt. Let me clarify, getting in debt. I feel like every time I've been left, whenever I invest, whenever I incept, I feel like I'm in them. I try to make them understand, but they just won't incept. I tell them 4 million others, I am the template. There ain't a book that tells a story, there ain't no index. We got some different type of cuts, and no, they not princess. All is indigest, seemingly endless. How I take in stress when I always meant best. Aching in my chest, getting feeling won't break me. They say the rules padded for my own safety. But the cushion don't show up and shit. They lock the door, but still they let my thoughts in it. And no one could tell me why I'm here. I can't even see the sky from here. I guess my time is near.
Hey, yo, we really need to go see that nigga, yo. I mean, I don't know if we could go see that, but last time I saw him, he wasn't looking good, man. He had him in a room, IVs all in his arm, looking like he's in a daze, like his body.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's your boy GQ holding down the Angry Bastard Radio. We got 53 minutes left. The crew is in the building. That's all I have to say is the motherfucking posse is in the fucking building. We got this building holding the fuck down.
Well, I'm the crew. I'm the whole crew now.
And we got SD holding the fuck down. Do what we do.
That's it.
That's it. That's all you getting to do. Do fucking do.
It is. We come in the fucking GQ and fucking SD show I see here now.
Yeah, I know. You
peeped that shit, right?
Yeah, I know. I know how niggas, I like how niggas was devoted, but, you know, niggas ain't devoted no more.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, the show must go on, you know?
Yeah, the show must go on.
The show must go on.
Good though.
Yeah, yeah, man. We don't want to talk, man. D block, man. Next G's, 354. We don't care who y'all got, man. Fucking with White Owl right now, man. Like
fucking White Owl.
Listen to part 89 and all that, man. My nigga going in heavy on y'all niggas, man. Yo, White Owl, man. Play that new shit, man.
My son Snipe Life, man.
Word. Play that new shit, nigga.
I got some shit for you right now.
Oh,
yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Lace that shit, nigga.
I mean, I don't know if it's not D-Block, but this nigga gets stupid on this shit.
Stupid. Retarded.
Stupid. My son Pat, man.
On my real niggas, one gun now, let's go. Shoot him down, shoot him up, yeah. Shoot him in his back, shoot him in his gun.
What?
If he out of line, put him in his place,
yeah.
Shoot that motherfucker, shoot him in his face.
What?
Shoot him down,
what?
Shoot him up,
yeah.
Shoot him in his back, shoot him in his gun.
What?
If he out of line, put him in his place,
yeah.
Shoot that motherfucker, shoot him in his face. We sent Queens niggas to Jamaica Hospital, we some New York killers. New York killers, we send Bronx niggas up in Bronx, Lebanon, we some New York killers. New York killers, we leave Harlem niggas up in Harlem Hospital, we some New York killers. New York killers, we send Brooklyn niggas straight to Kings County, we some New York killers.
Yep.
New York killers, send Staten Island niggas straight to Bailey Seaton,
we
some New York killers. I speak lethal rhymes, y'all wanna speak Hebrew fine. They all can't see me, so I eat Hebrew blind. Niggas move. Trying to read people's minds, so I pass the county cause the D.E. who's mine. Roll hustle hard cause I fling D.E. dimes. Keep the block looking like a cheese free food line.
Oh my God.
And I damn near try to sneak these food shines. I bet you I sit them on his E.V. food sign. Us illegal minds, we read through lines. Came here to decrease you slimes. Man, I try to stop selling bass. I wanna make a rap dollar, but I always
go back to the base like cash robbers. Oh
niggas swelling up like they want mad drama. I told them to jump if you feel like a grandpapa. They don't wanna exchange shots with the mad popper. Battling the cops, cop back, partner. But you scared to carry a gun, so you let your beef hold. You know we holding, so you walk around the beef mode. Listen, you better lock, load, and reload. You depending on the gun he holds. You beg him to hold that gun. We know. You sound
like
the
operator on Rikers Island.
Please hold. Smell like a cat in the fam. He's cold. Shot himself in the beach, yo. You just came outside. Who keeps bringing these lanes out the
crib?
They making it hot as if it ain't
hot as it
they
is.
Coming out they face as soon as it came out of his jib. The
bullet came out of his crib.
But the bullet went in and out. That's the only
reason
he lives.
Cause the bullets be running in and out like little kids.
G-tactics put me on the map with geographic. I keep the fastest. I speak as fast. It would speed of cash. I was out for the dead presidents and people classy. I'm so deep, can't have to bury me beneath the casket. Why would you feed a body to fire and keep the ashes? A dollar's just a note to the poor. Read the passage. And since the belly of the beast stayed locked, I blow the beast's belly off and leave him with a tank top. I run the beast's crib with the beautiful chrome and turn it to a home, sweet funeral home. I'm the president of New York. Y'all voted. Fucking with tattoos to get your arm folded.
Ow! That was crazy. That boy crazy.
And just when I thought he lost it,
Nah, that nigga ain't loser, God. That
nigga's been on the low. Can you really say that somebody has street credibility when there's a DVD about you getting snuck from the back and then you running?
Snuck from the back, just like you just said.
But then you running while your boys hold it down and you're trying to get away.
Uncle Murder then. Uncle Murder basically did the same thing, nigga.
Oh, really? When?
He basically did the same fucking shit that this nigga did, except for nigga didn't snuff the nigga. Like, the nigga, the way he explained it was like, niggas, know what I mean, niggas approached him or whatever. Know what I mean, he seen niggas outside of some club or some shit like that, and he was like, I ran into the middle of the street, like, know what I'm saying, to see what niggas was doing or whatever. He said, I fronted like I had that thing on me, so I fronted like I gripped up. He said, these niggas ran their way, and I ran my way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's different. Niggas was chasing this nigga for that post.
You basically did the same thing. You just fronted like, I don't know. Who knows if that's even the truth?
No, but did you see the video?
Yeah, I've seen the video. Niggas can't even tell him. Could you tell if it was really him or not?
Could I tell? I mean, it looked like him. He's mad fragile.
Yeah, of course. Like, there's a thousand, a million niggas in the world look fragile, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard it was him. I ain't going to deny that. But who knows? Who the hell really knows? Like, who really knows but him? Like, honestly, like, who really knows?
That was funny, though.
Yeah, it kind of was funny. Because you seen a nigga get punched in his face and do a pole dance. That nigga did a pole dance, God. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Shit, that shit was fucking hilarious.
Nigga said a pole dance.
Yeah, he did. That nigga thought he was dancing at NOBs.
Mm-hmm. He died.
Yeah,
where did he get that from?
Well, I heard this shit from him. What you call it? Fucking Tales from the Hood. Remember Tales from the Hood?
Yeah.
And at the end, he was like, yeah, where my partners at? He was like, they dead. Oh.
All of them.
That's why I got this.
Dead.
He said he got this shit from Family Guy or some shit like that. I don't know. That's too hard. That's too hard. Try to tell me six, man. More scales than... Ooh, let's go. He said, you can't jerk me. I got more scales than fish, nigga.
You got more what?
Got more scales than fish, nigga.
Oh, wow.
This nigga's crazy. We might have to get some beans in these niggas' system, man. Licky me like a lollipop. Back it up.
Contract didn't work out. As far as family.
Bullshit off.
Lick me like a lollipop.
Come
on, Ero.
Bullshit. Bang, bang,
yep.
Eagle Street gang.
Eagle Street. Well, you heard the situation with T.I. and Shorty Low?
Yeah, I heard about that shit. I wasn't really interested, because, like, I'm like, who the hell is Shorty Low anyway?
You know they squashed it, right?
Of course they did. Like, come on, man. Half of the 95% of the rap beef gets squashed. Man.
Yeah, I mean, people actually realize, yo, let's just make money.
Yeah, like, come on.
And you make even more money.
Niggas really don't want to cross the gun line, man.
You make even more money when you do a tour with the person you was beefing with.
Oh, Lord, no, he's not. No, he's not doing a tour with this nigga.
Nah, he's not doing a tour. He's not doing a tour. It says
that nigga. It's still not clear yet if he snitched or not. So,
oh, that's what the beef was.
Oh, I don't know if the beef was over that shit. I'm talking about T.I. with that when he got back with all them guns and shit, nigga. How you home so fast, nigga?
Oh yeah.
How you home so fast?
Yeah.
Come on, dog. What, he supposedly did a year? He did a year and he's home already? Okay. Okay, sir. You ain't got that much fucking money in the world, nigga.
Nah, you don't. Same, but I thought you were supposed to be doing like probation or something like that.
Probation, God? Come on, probation. Probation. This nigga has been locked up more than one time. You don't get probation anymore, God.
Yeah, you're right.
You do that time. He didn't do his time.
So you're saying no money in the world could get you out of that?
Son,
he snitched on somebody.
Yeah, he snitched, dog. He had to. I don't wanna really put it on it like that, but son, I think the nigga snitched. That's just who that's me. No way.
Well, if he did, he lost his whole honor. I mean,
yeah, like, come on, son. A lot of niggas lost respect for him. A lot of niggas that used to listen to T.I. don't listen to that nigga no more. Like,
well, he's doing a lot of positive stuff, like, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's get these guns off the street.
That's the escape code. I know. Come on.
Yeah. Even though I got bad with, like, all the, like, a whole platoon. The whole artillery.
Which silencers? That's a stat.
Which silencers?
There's no way.
I can just creep around it. You not know it.
There's no way you get off with a silencer, nigga. Okay.
But, let's get the guns off the street, please. Yeah. You know, I had all the guns you dream about having that you will probably never have. Let's get these pistols off the street. Oh, man. T.I. Women love this guy. Like, oh, he's so sexy, this and that. I'm looking at T.I. right now. He has a long-ass head. Like, he has a head like Marge Simpson. I mean, it's not that long, but it's long enough. But maybe I'm just a hater. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe just a little bit of both. As we reportedly recently... T.I. Recently squashed his beef with fellow Atlanta rapper Shorty Low when he invited him on stage and the two performed together. Tip recently talked to Sway of MTV News about Shorty Low. That word beef is used too loosely to me. Beef is kind of like swag. People just throwing that word around. T.I. said in an interview, Tip says if action isn't taken, then to him, it isn't really beef to me.
First things first, it don't be the rappers that be saying it's beef. It be the media that say it's beef.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he talking about?
He says he doesn't mean you no harm. He says we can't be beefing if I don't mean you no harm. If I see you, and I don't attack you, it ain't no beef. And vice versa. Everything else is just entertainment to me.
I don't mean that.
Huh?
You see a nigga, you don't beef with him, you don't attack him because maybe the nigga's deep, nigga got mad niggas with him, or you not in the right neighborhood to attack that nigga. Come on, man. Niggas trying to pull a wool over niggas' eyes. You can't do it, Paul.
Yeah, pretty much.
Then real niggas just... don't care where the nigga is fucking at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so you got that without my Glock shit. Shit is real. That shit is fucking hard, bro.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I was going to ask you to an episode for, like, Tasty Tuesdays or something.
Tasty Tuesdays?
I think we need, like, a female. So, you know.
Bitch.
I can't really talk about sexual acts with another man.
Not at all.
Huh?
Not at all.
If you was born with breasts, and I'm not talking about moves, I'm not talking about man boobs. If you were born with breasts, and you have a vagina, I'm saying something that you went to the store and paid for, and you say, hey, look, I have a vagina. I just tuck and fold. Nah, that don't count. If you was born with a vaginal area that gets moist every now and again, out of nowhere, call us up, 914-338-1782. We'll be live until 8 p.m. I'm trying to get into the spice of things. So women out there can get this kind of conversation out. Men can get advice. So we don't have that many breakups. As far as SD goes, he doesn't have to deal with breakups because he smashes and breaks out.
Smash and crash, nigga.
Smash and crash.
And, you know, I got the chick I'm working on right now. She act right.
Oh, yeah?
She's Mrs. SD. I said she act right.
Yeah, like what?
That's, she act right. If she don't act right, then it's gonna be a smash and go, like smash and grab, nigga.
Oh yeah.
Straight up.
So is it? What happens if you have, say you meet a girl, right? And I can't play this shit, man. I can't play this soft ass music. There's two men on the floor. I can't do it. Hold on, let me switch it up.
What you doing, man? You gotta have me over here fucking playing all that hardcore shit, man. I'm talking about some real hardcore shit, nigga. Some shit niggas talking about robbing niggas or something, nigga.
Oh, really?
Word. Chill, nigga. I've been listening to my son all day. Gonna be having me wailing.
Right, here we go. Alright. If you meet a girl, right? They're not together. And you have sexual relations with this, you know, young lady. And you fall asleep. And you wake up and you guys are like in a spooning position. Yeah, cuddled up. And you catch yourself once you wake up like, ah, damn, I'm just cuddling with this bitch. What does that mean? How is a woman supposed to take it? Because you cuddled with her, does that mean that now she
goes
to the home?
First off, 9 times out of 10, she grabbed me up in my sleep. You feel me?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, I'm just being real, like. 9 times out of 10, she grabbed me up, and that's how it went down. Because after a nigga, if you having some real good sex, like some real shit, the windows is fogged up and it's hot as shit, and it's hot as shit in your room. There's no way I'm cuddling after, dog.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? I'm like, yo, why? Would you want to go outside? Want to stand outside? Like. Like, what's really good? I'm not trying to cuddle with you. So if I wake up and I happen to see myself in that predicament, which I said 9 times out of 10, they grabbed me up, let me know I did my fucking job.
Hmm. Word. God.
Pretty much. Just don't be fucking like, I understand you cuddling over there. You got your arms and shit around me. Don't be trying to leg wrap me and all that other shit. Like, you trying to put me in a Vulcan death grip and I can't move.
Nigga says a leg grip.
Yeah, like don't do that shit. Like, know what I mean? Don't do none of that leg action. None of that shit.
None of the leg action.
Hell no.
Leg twisted. Twister.
Can't even fucking move my arms and go get my fucking blunt from the windowsill because you fucking. Attached to me like scotch tape.
That shit is funny.
I just laugh.
This fucking dirty ass Cuban nigga. I texted this nigga. I said, yo, show is on.
I ain't going anywhere induced with that nigga.
Uh-huh.
I ain't going nowhere being seen with that nigga.
Whoa.
Whoever the fuck you about to talk about.
Fresh?
Nowhere with that nigga. I'll find my way around Florida, nigga. I got family out there.
Yeah, man.
Fuck that.
Yeah, dog. Oh, man.
That nigga
threw y'all. Oh. Oh, wow, what's the problem with you and Fresh?
I ain't got no problem with the kid. I don't know, man. Oh,
I know that he likes to take those stabs at you out of nowhere.
I mean, let him stab. But in the long run, niggas already know what it is.
I got a question. If a chick had a, you know, I know how much you really care about the law. If your chick walks in the room, dressed up as a cop, Are you gonna be like, oh, get the fuck out of here? Oh, nah. You dressed up like.
What the fuck are we playing? Cops and robbers tonight, baby?
What if she says she just wants to handcuff you?
Hell.
And read you your rights.
Oh. Oh. Hell no.
Oh, no.
Hell no. Like, listen here, bitch. I'm gonna reverse the situation and fuck your ass to the motherfucking parent with. No, ain't no cuss going on me unless the legally, less legal. Now, I don't even be letting the police put the cuffs on me without giving them a call. I'm looking at last. Niggas throw jabs, but they miss. Niggas don't get direct hits, man. Niggas jab, and they jab be weak as shit. A jab is strong as Cassius Clay, nigga. How this dickhead taking calls in the middle of a show? He's a loser. This is your host, ladies and gentlemen.
Dickhead
that takes calls in the middle of your show.
Nah, my phone fucking,
tell me anything.
Nah, my phone lost it. Damn, I left to come back to a booming show.
Yeah? Why you straight out? I should start picking up, man. Someone needs to get some under the water.
Yo, Fresh is in the building. What's good, nigga?
What's good, man?
Hey, I got a quick question. It's Tasty Tuesdays, and we're asking a question. Is spooning with a girl that you've never met in your life, I mean, spooning with a girl that you just met, is that okay?
You're fooling around with her and you've never met her.
What happened?
What you said, you're fooling around with her?
Yeah, you're fooling around with her. And I'm saying, is it okay to spoon a girl that you aren't with after sex?
Oh, I don't know. No.
So what you're saying is you've never spooned. Come on, man, you Spanish, man.
Well, I'm
Spanish.
Not saying I never have, but not after a bitch I don't really know.
Uh-huh.
Fuck all that, man. If I don't know that bitch, yeah, as soon as I get my nut, I'm picking my drawers up and my pants up, and she at my house, we gotta go home. If I'm at hers, I gotta go home.
He's a fucking asshole. We're gonna ask a female, Miss Lady.
That's why you meet in a neutral place.
A neutral place? What about like an alleyway? Is that neutral enough?
I mean, that's too neutral, nigga. That's not even a date, nigga. Like, that's a fucking. I ain't even gonna say what that is because we got a female on the phone, don't we?
Yeah, we do. She's like the roughneck of the crew. Hey, Miss Ruffy. Miss Toughness. Hey, Virgo.
They don't know who the fuck that is.
Like, I'm just throwing names out there. Like, maybe, you know, tough ass. Tough ass. I'm not throwing up.
Dirty from the outside don't mean it's dirty.
You said just because what?
You were talking to the background, nigga.
Oh, Lord.
M-U-T-E, motherfucker.
M-U-T-E. Hey, Carl, I'm going to give you one more time. You're on the air.
This nigga to give a class gas.
J-M-U-T-E, man.
See, the only thing about that is...
All right, you just got yourself muted.
hang on that oven, nigga, too.
Wait, I'm like, I go out there with like every other weekend.
Hey, mira.
Come on, dog. You hear this bullshit?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
How long are you going to let this? How long are you going to allow this to run?
I mean, I got to wait for my switchboard to reload itself. Come on, now you, it would have been done. Mira.
I heard a female's voice in the back, man. What's going on?
I think that might be Queen Elizabeth, Queen Puerto Rico.
Go ahead,
hold on. Hold on, It's a lot going on.
That's your man's.
Yeah, you just got your banged on, you Cuban prick.
Yeah, get that nigga the fuck up out of here, man.
He must. It's low tide. It's low tide time, so you know.
He's probably
picking up his family from you know, from the beach. It's low tide. That's why you heard that echo and all that bullshit.
Anyway, who's the female?
A Queen PR. Puerto Rico.
Now she's gonna low ride too. Oh
Lord.
Bang on her too. Fuck that.
I'm gonna give you one more time, PR. Puerto Rico.
Bang on
it. You just got yourself banged on.
Yeah, fuck that. We bang on niggas around here.
I mean, that's what we do. Bang gang.
You don't want to fucking answer me. You're going to sit here the whole show like, Carl, you're on the air. Carl, you're on the air. You get banged on, man.
B-A-N-G. B-A-N-G. G-A-N-G.
Keep it nice and breezy around this bitch.
Nice and breezy.
Huh. I mean, that's tough. That means that shit is just beating right from your hand, like, yo, you're standing right in fucking Mount Laurel. I'm like, that's bananas, yo.
That shit is crazy bananas, son.
What the fuck is that?
I mean, this point where you're standing right there.
It sounds like a fucking battle DVD or some shit.
Mind you. They got
you got somebody else there?
It's somebody on, they're on hold, but they called in, but they're not talking, so I'm listening to them, listen while they listen to us.
Nah,
but see, there's a lot of people that don't have a computer, so they, you know.
They call just to listen?
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to say, you get banged on too, brother.
Brother.
Straight up, man. I don't play that shit, man.
Oh, whoa, what's that giggling?
Yeah, I heard the giggle, jiggly puff.
Giggly puff.
What the fuck is going on here, man? Speak up or get banged on. That's about to be the new motto. Speak up or get banged on, man.
Hang on me, then.
Oh, we got a tough one. We got a tough one in the building.
You heard her. Don't get yourself banged on, buddy.
We talk about you here.
Don't get yourself banged on. Who are
And caller, where are you calling from? And who are you?
who are you, man?
Are you going to talk now?
Oh, my God. So bang on these niggas, man.
All right. I got a quick question since you don't want to spit out anything else. Is it cool to spoon with a female after you just met her?
Smashed off, man. Fuck that. After you just smashed off.
After you just smashed off, is it cool to lay there like a female and spoon a female
and
in a spooning position?
And leg pretzel your man.
Yeah. It worked. And her leg pressed on your on our man.
Look, they induced it. They induced it. Look, girl.
I think she actually likes that. She might enjoy a little spoonage after the beat up.
She indulges in it. We already know.
Ah, shit.
Something wrong with you, Raheem.
Oh, my God. Lucky I had to control on the switchboard today. See, I told what I told you. You should have banged on the niggas a long time ago. Y'all laugh, but I'm dead ass serious.
You know what would happen if you bang on me, so I don't think you really want to do that.
Ooh.
Like I said, if I had control of the switchboards today, you would have been banged on, buddy.
Huh? That's okay, buddy.
Okay.
Fuck about you.
okay? That's my job around here. What do you mean, fuck is wrong?
Please.
That's my job
please.
Around here. That's what I do
please.
Around here. Ain't no please, man. Don't beg me.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds a lot of hostility.
Megan, believe me, you would never even get that.
Come on, dog. You're a dime a dozen. Shorty's like you're a dime a dozen.
You don't even know me.
I don't care if I know you. I don't care if I know you. I heard it all before. I've seen it all before.
You heard what?
Heard it all before, and I've seen it all before. And like,
okay,
please,
okay,
ain't
I'm
nothing
so
you got that
never
I can't.
Seen,
ain't nothing
never
you
seen
got,
him like me.
Ain't nothing you got that I can't get or replace.
Right. Sure.
Ain't no
don't
sure.
Be so sure about that.
Ain't no, I am sure about that. All right, what?
Don't be
a,
so sure about
what,
that.
What do you got, a pretty face, big titties, and a fat ass? That's what you got?
Not at all?
Uh-huh.
All
right, so what's the conversation about?
What?
What's the conversation about?
I can't hear you.
Yeah, he
maybe you should speak up. Like, speak up.
Sure, he turns on the music, and I'm not yelling over the music, so I'm not speaking up.
Well,
y'all can't hear over this? Hold on, let me stop it.
She needs to clean the sugar canes out of her ear.
Oh man, so much hostility. Hey, yo, SD, are you a Virgo?
No, I'm not a Virgo. You asked me if I'm a Virgo? No, I'm not a Virgo, Paul.
What sign are you? Gemini?
Cap.
Alright, Capricorn's supposed to be, you know.
No, they're not.
Be smooth with the Virgo. There's going a lot of hostility going.
Ain't nobody
yeah.
as smooth as no Virgo.
What? He had
nine. Oh, man.
You don't even sound
shit is funny. Somebody light up.
I wish you sound believable, but you don't.
So, you never answered that question, Sunshine over there.
That's what usually goes on around here, now, doesn't it?
Oh, well, people avoid the questions?
You know how it works around here. Niggas always avoid the questions. It's all right, though.
Mm-hmm.
Still got love for those who avoid questions.
You know, nobody can hear what you're saying because you're speaking so damn low.
She's coming at the phone, dog. She's coming
it's
at the phone.
Girl. It sounds like Christina Aguilera.
Oh, shit.
Do we have Britney Spears in the building today?
What?
Come on, man.
Speak
you got
up. Speak up.
You have cheerleaders in the back.
I sound like I had
cheerleaders in the back.
Cheerleading in the back? Oh, no, that's just your fantasy running through your head.
My fantasy running through my head.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
so
I
my
said.
My fantasy is you in a Chili's outfit. Yes, you absolutely
excuse
right.
me?
How the hell did you know that? How the hell did you know that?
Hey, we went from Tasty Tuesdays to Roughness Tuesdays. What's going on?
Fuck that.
Tough Guy Tuesdays, man.
I hate them white girls. I'll be fronting like they all that. Fuck that.
What?
I know she's a white girl.
She sound like a fucking
yeah, how
white.
Do you know?
You sound like a white girl. Straight three.
Like a white boy.
Sound like a white girl.
Trust me, you sound like a white boy, dog.
It's a right to feel a white girl. We love snow
bunnies. What?
I love snow bunnies. It's a right to
feel.
He said he loves snow bunnies.
I love snow bunnies. There's nothing wrong with y'all.
That's because you can't get them.
Ooh.
Oofy? What are you? Oh, all right, you're right. I can't get them. You are absolutely right.
I know I'm absolutely right.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
that's
always
funny.
Absolutely right.
Funny.
I'm a Virgo.
The last girl I just had was a white bitch.
No doubt. I got to give a shout-out to the Virgos, you know.
That's very funny. And my last chick was a Virgo, too, you know.
Are you for real?
Just to top it off, she was white.
That's why
she
was your last and not your
was,
present.
She was, you know why? Because I dumped her to the curb. But,
yeah,
you know,
I really believe that.
You can believe what you want to believe. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. It's all right. Yeah, like I was saying, my last shorty was a Virgo, and she was a white girl.
That's all is there anyone?
Yeah, there's two right over there.
Is it like...
Who's in the pizza store?
Yeah, what is this chick calling from my office? Like...
Hey, give me a falafel with cheese.
Yeah, falafel, motherfucker. You should make yourself useful around here. What the fuck is going on, dude?
Mira, mira.
Yes, done it.
Bang. Mira, mira.
Niggas get banged on around. Oh, my God, niggas are so lucky.
Mira, boricua.
Oh, and she's Puerto Rock? Oh,
man. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
She's Puerto Rock? That explains everything.
Hey, nueve, ocho.
Yeah, all right, come on.
Oh, man.
Man, bang on them motherfuckers, man. I'm tired of hearing that voice.
Hey, Queen Puerto Rico.
Where you at? Now you want a little ride? That's not what
word. Caller, you on the air.
Yeah, what up?
Yo, what up, man?
Nah, just listening what y'all talking about.
Hey, where you calling from, Doug?
So what you think, Paul?
I'm calling straight from Miami, Florida.
All
right. Yeah, let's go, Miami, Florida. It's nice down there. You got chicks all over the place.
Got Mai Tais being shoved in your face.
You got what?
Mai Tais, nigga.
What the hell is that?
Oh, my God. You're a fucking loser.
You know what I mean? I'm down here representing Little Haiti, you know what I mean? Straight up.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Little Haiti bought me this, man.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What y'all think about that 50 Cent?
Hello?
Oh, yeah,
guys.
Yeah, what you think about that 50 Cent Rick Ross beef going on?
You know what I think about it? I think 50 is getting to the point where this nigga is just straight bored and he has nothing else to do. Like, that's how I think about it. He has nothing else to do. He's bored, so, you know, he just starts going at niggas, dog.
Because I think every time 50 Cent come out with a new beef against somebody, he coming out with a new album. And what happened was, you know, I mean, see, you know, Rick Ross, I just watched one see the part where Rick Ross came out the stage, you know, he right there in New York, and what's his name,
point.
Gunplay, I don't know if y'all know Gunplay, the Triple C.
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, you saw the video of Gunplay brought out there for 50?
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga saying some harsh words shit to that nigga, man, so, what's up with 50, he got New York behind him, or what, what's good with 50?
Hell no.
I'm gonna tell you who 50 has behind him. He has Connecticut.
The police
Connecticut police squad. That's what he got.
And that nigga, Yayo, he was a disgrace to Haitians, man. He shouldn't be wearing that Haitian flag straight up.
Yeah, I don't fuck with Yayo.
Fake ass Haitian, man.
I don't fuck with Yayo.
The real nigga they had in G-Unit was the game, but the game was never on G-Unit. He was just, you know,
somebody done told you wrong, brother.
Nah, I got this DVD right here, man. Stop snitching.
Oh, you talking about the blast snitch product? Come on, somebody done told you wrong, bro. Whoever told you that nigga game was real like that, somebody told you wrong, my nigga.
The game fake?
I mean, first off, game ain't really a blood. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're gonna
the game
start
ain't a
there.
Blood?
Let's start there. He's not even a blood. Only reason he's being acknowledged as a blood is because his brother is a blood. Feel me? That's why he's being acknowledged. And how come, all right, you gonna let your brother get knocked out by some nigga on the block?
Nah.
All right, I just had to ask you that. You know what I'm saying? I know you heard about the nigga game brother getting knocked out on the block, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, okay. The niggas just let that shit ride? Oh, my goodness. By some nigga named White Boy? I ain't gonna front. The nigga White Boy look like he's a G. He look like he puts it in. He look like he been doing this for years. But come on, son. Like, come on, dog. Like, oh, man, I don't know. Niggas just ain't as hard as they appear to be.
Yeah, a lot of rap niggas ain't as hard as they appear to be. That's why they're switching up their style now.
Right. Only niggas.
He went from dope boys to tight ass jeans and talking about rock and roll and shit.
Yeah.
Only niggas I can give it up to are them D Block boys, because them niggas ain't never changed.
Nah, they ain't never changed. They stayed.
They never changed, God. Remember that shit when them niggas Styles went to jail for stabbing a nigga in his fucking ass, my nigga? He said he did that shit because he had a bad day, my nigga. That's crazy. That's crazy.
So what's good? What's good up there in New York? What's going on over there? What's up with them Barica chicks out there?
Shit, you can find them. You let me know, nigga.
The what? The Barica chicks?
Yeah.
Them Puerto Rican chicks, them Hispanic chicks.
I mean, yeah, they cool and they got that New York swag and the New York attitude, but I think it's better down there. Just the fact that you're so surrounded by it on a day-to-day basis that you're like, yo, I want to check out New York. We want to check out your chicks.
Down here, like a melting pot, and we got them Cubans, got them Haitians, got them Jamaicans, got them Americans, got anything you can think of. We got Chinese right down the street. You feel me?
And badass Chinese chicks.
Ain't playing Lou Haiti too? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's one of them hoods. One of them hoods I gotta bring Lucille with me on my wayside.
And Lucille.
Yeah, one of those hoods you gotta bring Lucille with you.
Well, I'm out of there, man. I'm about to go hit up something right now, man. But the show really tight, man. I'm gonna check y'all in later on.
Yeah, make sure you add us and send it. You got MySpace?
No, I got a radio show too.
Oh, bet. All right, well, then, you know, send us your info or whatever. We can check you out.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, fam.
Yeah.
C. Murder has been thrown back in jail after violating the terms of his house arrest yesterday. Corey Miller, C. Murder's government name, was taken into custody after he allegedly was out of range while wearing his tracking device. Deputy Chief Chuck Whitmer of the Gretna Police Department said C. Murder was out of range for 10 minutes. But Ron Wachowski, C. Murder's lawyer, says his client was at home asleep at 3 a.m. when he was called and told he was out of range. This isn't the first time C. Murder has had issues with his house arrest. Just last week, we reported a judge ruled that the rapper did not violate the rules of his house arrest and rejected a request from the local prosecutor to return him to prison. The judge felt that the times were odd. Early morning hours, saying, "I've never heard of this in any other case, and I don't know what to make of it." And then he says, "I'm not 100% convinced that the home incarceration monitoring equipment worked properly."
Yeah.
I thought this nigga was doing jail time.
Man, I thought the nigga was doing double life, nigga.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, hey, money talks sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas is a snitch.
You never know, bruh. Niggas could be snitching. Niggas could be whatever. Cause, I don't know, man. Niggas should have filed for bankruptcy, but it was all about that shit. If it was about the money, that nigga should be filing for bankruptcy. But who knows? Master P's money's fucking long, though.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't deny that. That nigga money long. So, what the fuck happened with that shit?
Shit.
Murder don't want to stay out of trouble.
Here we go. An in-depth look into the niggas with attitude. Will soon be coming to a theater near you.
A theater?
A theater New Year. New Line Cinema is developing a film called Straight Outta Compton that will chronicle the rise and fall of NWA. Ice Cube and Dr. Dre will help produce the film on the group they helped form along with Eazy-E and MC Ren. MC Ron.
MC Ren, man.
Ron.
Whatever the fuck his name is.
R-E-N spells Ren, but I'm Ron. All right, no doubt. Fellow producers, Tamika Wright, Eazy-E's widow, and Circle of Confusion Entertainment are currently searching for a director. In related news, NWA was recently featured on VH1's Rock Doc, NWA, the world's most dangerous group, last fall. The show examined hip-hop's most gangster rap group, using interviews from former group members, Ice Cube, MC Ron, Dr. Dre, DJ Yella, plus Eazy-E's widow, Tamika Woods, Wright, Ice-T, and director John Singleton. Chris Rock narrated the feature that was written and directed by Mark Ford.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What the fuck is Chris Rock fitting in all this?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. I ain't hating. Get that money, boy.
Word.
Get that money. Oh, boy. No doubt.
Damn.
No doubt.
Yo, I'm looking at this picture of Beyonce. And I scrolled all the way down. She has this bodysuit on, like this fitted dress or whatever.
How's her face look, man? Niggas already know what her body be like.
Yeah, but I never knew it was like this. Like, it goes down, and you actually see the bubble pushed out from the waist. Like,
nigga, you ain't nothing, man. Listen. What her face look like? I mean, the last time I seen her, she wasn't looking too good in her face.
She looks sexy in the face. Beyonce recently revealed to the Los Angeles Confidential magazine that She has never had a breakup because Jay-Z was her first relationship.
Get the fuck out of here.
And she's saying that no other person has captured those bejeweled Darion panties, or whatever the fuck it is, bejeweled Darion panties. Well, fortunately, I haven't had any breakups. This her marriage to Jay-Z is my first relationship. Stated Bay when asked whose songs help her get through heartache. Oh, it says heartache the way her songs do for her fans. Beyonce has reportedly dated Kobe Bryant in 1998. They would have been around 17 years old, Beyonce or whatever. Nas, Shamar Moore, and Marcus Houston in 2000, and even Eminem in 2001. Nah. Right around the time that she met Jay-Z. She and Pharrell Williams were rumored to have been dating in 2002. Word is Pharrell had a thing for anorexic chicks. Thus, Bay's backs were a bit too much for him. She was also romantically linked to Mos Def during the taping of the MTV film Carmen, a hip opera.
Oh, really? Really?
It made Beyonce seem like she was a straight-up smee.
Yeah, but she's trying to make it seem like she ain't never fucked a nigga or fucked with a nigga a day in her life.
So what's so tasty about Tuesdays?
Oh, my God.
What's so tasty about Tuesdays?
Yeah, man. I've been listening to y'all talk about Fuchs and Beyonce and
Jay-Z
and all of that. I want to know.
You obviously you haven't been listening to the whole show.
Andy, I'm a fan of the radio.
That's Queen PR. That's Queen Puerto Rico. That's actually the girl that remember the other girl came on and they got like a little spickle spat. Like she said, the other girl sounds trashy or desperate or something.
Oh, Lord.
And they went back and forth. This is Queen Puerto Rico.
So I got invited to the radio to get beat sad because of. Ridiculous. You can't get over it.
Listen. First things first. Obviously, you haven't been listening to the whole show. That's all. That all.
Yeah, it's obvious. Hello, yeah. It's not going to be asking.
All right.
So I got a question.
Hold on. Whose fault is
I've
that?
I've been listening for a good minute, though.
Of course, we don't answer questions around here. Of course.
Yo, is it cool? Is it cool to spoon after you have sex with someone that you just met?
No, not just. Let's not say someone that you just met. Let's try to put it up a little bit.
Period. You stay away from the app. The app is an outer, not an inner. You leave the app alone.
Listen, put your phone.
What are you talking about?
Huh? Is my phone so stupid because I'm brushing my hair?
Yeah, but where did ass come in? We're talking about spooning.
Well, isn't spooning like butt action?
You're thinking of the top.
That's what my thing is.
No, okay,
I want to know.
You gotta lower your voice a little bit because you're too loud. We couldn't even hear you. But,
Oh, I'm sorry.
Spooning is considered after y'all have sex. That the one guy lays next to you and you know cuddles with you, but SD wants to word it in another way. So go ahead.
I was still trying to figure that out, my G.
Oh, the whole.
Just don't say someone you just met, like, cause most chicks, I ain't gonna say most chicks, but a lot of chicks ain't gonna first of all fuck some nigga they just met, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mhm.
And let alone to cuddle with the nigga afterwards, like, you know what I'm saying? So let's just say it's someone you've been dealing with, but he's not your fucking boyfriend. You let him smash from time to time. I'm pretty sure you all women have those.
What, the cuddling afterwards?
Oh.
you're not using your two ears.
Talking about Mama, I put the phone down. Why are you trying me? I'm trying to be funny to your ugly ass and you keep on. Damn, man.
What he is saying is that he's saying that women all have a guy that they call a jump off. You know, where someone you just call just to have. Yeah, one of those friends. He's saying all women have one of those.
Is that the nigga that you cuddle with after you fuck? Straight up.
No, that's not the nigga I cuddle with after I fuck.
Word.
Straight up.
Yeah, she's real. She's real.
Yeah.
So what
she's real. She's like, nah, that's not the nigga. So I got a question. Do you cuddle with anybody?
Yeah, I was about to say, who's the nigga you cuddle with? Your boyfriend?
No.
Slow ass chick. Come on, Ma.
I have a boyfriend.
Oh, you don't have a boyfriend. All right.
All right, well, what he's saying is that if you had a boyfriend, is that the one that you cuddle with?
Every now and then, because my idea of a boyfriend is you do what you gotta do for the house, and for me, you come every now and then and give me loving and get out, because I don't want somebody all up in my business, and I don't want to be all up in nobody's business. You gotta come and go.
So even if it's your man or not, that's still the same. That's still out.
I like you. Smash and go. I like you. Smash and go. I like you.
Smash and go.
I couldn't meet you 3 years ago.
Wait, you're not understanding. You're not understanding. You have to, you have to be there every now and then, but I don't want you in the house all the time. You need to go. You just come.
No, I'm not trying to be at your motherfucking house all the time.
Nine times
you be friendly, you get what you want, and you go. You give me what I want, and you go.
Shit, that's what's up. I should have met you 4 years ago. Shit.
Nigga said I should have met you 4 years ago.
Smash and go. That's what I'm talking
about. Now what happens if, she puts in work and gets you sprung? Have you ever, got a chick and actually...
I never, first off, that won't happen. I'm not saying that no one can put the twerk in on me, but I won't get sprung. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, okay, I know my son had a video for this shit, but two, like she just said, we gonna fuck again eventually, and if not, oh well. You know what I'm saying? I can't cry for spilled milk, I get another glass.
You know what? I think that just never happened to you. There ain't never been that girl that come in and give it to you so good that'll just leave you like that.
That's
what I think, personally.
No, that's happened to me before. I'm just not one of those type of niggas. I'm not one of those type of niggas. That get caught up.
You be playing hard to get.
I don't play hard to get. I play my cards however the women fucking play their cards. Straight up. You got a fucking ace up your sleeve. I got a joker. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. Yeah, smash and go. Like, I done had a chick tell me that shit before. Like, you need to go. Oh, what?
I'm more like, oh, shit, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. My kids can wake up. They, don't come out. Everybody go, go, before somebody see you.
See, now, all that shit I'm not with. You trying to rush me at the fucking house, I'm not with it. I'm not with that.
Yeah,
She's disrespecting you, dog.
I'm not even paying attention to exactly what the fuck she's saying, because I really can't understand what the fuck she's saying.
No, I'm saying, that's what she's saying. Like, if a girl says that to you, she's straight up disrespecting you. Like, yo, get the fuck out. You're nothing. Like,
get the fuck out. She didn't say get the fuck out, but she was like, you know what I'm saying, it's time to go.
I don't care. Because you know what it is? When you two night and you be like, yo, baby, you gotta go. It's getting late. Or I don't feel comfortable with you sleeping over. You know what they do? They be like, and they try to stay. So you gotta be mean. You gotta be like, yo, nigga, you gotta get the fuck up out of my house. So that way they get up. Because other than that, they don't leave.
Fuck, I'm out, man.
Oh, man. Hey, but see, she sounds like she might be.
If not, you play the whole, oh, shit, my mom is outside. You know, they
got to go. I did that once before.
I told my neighbor.
I only did that when I dropped this chick's drawers, and I got a whiff of something I did not want to smell. And I was like, hmm.
Ooh.
I heard the door close.
I tell him straight up, your pussy stink.
Huh?
I don't hide nothing.
You don't even got to tell her. Just get her a douche. Just get her a douche and show it to her.
Nah, your pussy stink. I ain't gonna, whatever you do after I tell you that your pussy stinks is up to you. I'm not going to tell you what to
do. Well, I'll tell you how I handled that situation. I took my finger, put it in there, and I put it to her face. I put it to her nose. And the bitch actually reacted the way I reacted. Like, she's like, ew, what the fuck is that? Like, that's you. That's how you smell. So she smelled the hand. She's like, oh, well, you know, I'm about to get on my period. That's why. I was like, nah, dog, I'm good. I think I just heard my mom coming. You got to go. Hmm? Smell like old waffle mix.
I dish you, go in the shower, bitch. Get yourself.
Shower? What the fuck? You still gonna stick it on there? She get in the shower? I just bounce. And I love girls.
Yeah.
I love eating pussy, but if it don't look right, you don't go. You don't get any of that shit, man.
Yeah, she's a realist.
You like eating pussy? That's what I
get. If
heard.
It looks disgusting, I won't get near it. I won't. I refuse to. I don't care. I'm the type of bitch that I'll stop and I'll tell you.
You're avoiding the question.
She is avoiding the fucking question.
I didn't hear your question. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Tell me your question.
Do you like to munch on fucking carpets?
Do I like to munch on carpets? I don't know. She got to be clean.
We're not talking about the floor, like floor. We're talking about like chocha.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I do something that not everybody likes. I like black girls, and a lot of guys don't like black girls. I love black girls.
I love black women. What are you talking about? I came from a black woman.
I know, but the guys that I've met, they don't like black girls, and I love black girls. I share. Big booties, what? Little titties, nice little
titties. Black girls are the
only
black
girls.
Love black girls. Titties and all that.
And I'm here.
No.
Yo, you guys, I had a lot of fun with both of y'all. Seriously, this is the best the show's ever been and everything, but I really have to go because now I'm going to start my whole drinking and smoking. But have fun, you guys.
Well, you take it easy. It's been real.
Damn, bro. That was
yeah, yo, I'm off tomorrow, so you trying to do a late night show or what?
That was very annoying. Yeah, I'm with it.
All right. I'm probably looking at probably around like 10.
This was kind of annoying, Jay.
Yeah, she was. Let's see if we can get that white girl back up in here.
Fuck that white bitch.
Yeah, you know.
She was a white girl? No, she was. You can't pull the wool over my. Fucking white bitch.
All right, nigga. I'm out of here. Your mother's a man.